Oh, yeah, that was John Waller. Yeah, all we need is a whole lot of Jesus and a little caffeine. Well, we have a whole lot of Jesus and we got our little caffeine here.
We sure do.
Good morning, Kelly. James was the barista today.
He did
our quick trip run for us to get our coffee for us today. So we appreciate that. And we have not done this together for a long time,
have we?
Yeah, time for Kelly and coffee. This has been a crazy time with traveling and sickness and I don't know what all has been happening, but glad to have you back in the studio.
Yes, it's good to be here.
Yeah. So this is Kelly, and she is our business manager, and she comes in most regularly on Tuesday mornings to share some of the comments that we have heard from our listening family lately. And what do you have for us today, Kelly?
Well, I know this is going to shock you.
Huh?
I don't have a theme.
Oh, no.
These are just random listener comments.
That
I am out of my comfort zone.
You are
right
stepping
now.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Kind of weird. Gotta be honest.
Okay, well, go ahead. Let's be random today.
Okay, well, the first one is from Sarah in Kendall, Wisconsin. And she says, listening to Christian music on the radio is a constant reminder of Jesus through uplifting music laced with God's very own words. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. And, you know, we traveled down to Tennessee not too long ago. And I know during that time, we had the chance of scanning the radio. And sometimes we get a Christian station and sometimes we wouldn't. But you know what? It was like coming home, you know, when we would find that good Christian music again, if we weren't listening, you know, to the mobile app, we would have that Christian song that we recognized and we knew. And it was a good message. And it was like, oh, this is like coming home.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I do.
So, yeah, it is very cool how God can speak to us through the Christian music. And glad that Sarah's listening there from Kendall.
Amen. And the next one is from a listener in Norwalk. And he writes, I am on the road a lot and I listen to praise for the learning of the Bible, the living word of God, to keep me grounded in the word. And yes, the music, it's just better than the other things out there in the world.
Wow. You know, there's a lot of professional drivers out there who do tune in regularly and listen regularly. And, you know, a lot of them now can pull us up on their mobile app. So if they're in and out of our listening area, they can always listen through their car speaker. But yeah, I like what he was saying about learning the Word of God and staying in the Word of God while he's driving. And I think we both read a report not too long ago. I shared it in our monthly letter, but very disturbing how many people who claim to be Christians in the United States embrace other non-biblical world views. They're kind of buying into the lies and the deception that's out there in the world, so far as salvation and how you get to heaven and the basics of Christianity, that they're embracing these worldviews. And that's very disturbing to me. You know, it makes me very sad to think there are people who claim to be Christians, but yet they don't know the Word of God and they're not standing on the Word of God. So to be able to reinforce that solid Bible teaching day in and day out is a huge part, I mean, the main part of what we do. You know, we're here to reach people who don't know anything about God or Christianity or the Bible. You know, we're here to reach them and also here to strengthen people in their faith so they know what they believe and why they believe it and they can stand on that. So important to me that we equip believers to stand in their faith and to be able to share their faith.
Mm-hmm. And we had also talked about how our faith is not just for Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
It's for every day. And sometimes it's difficult to get in that habit, but being able to hear a teacher or hear the music every day and just have that grounding in the truth, it's important.
Yeah, more than just that Sunday thing
exactly.
that you were talking about, which is great. We want you to be part of your local church, but we want to encourage you and reinforce that, kind of give you that booster shot
exactly.
throughout the week that we all need.
Yes.
We all need desperately.
Helps us stay focused.
It does. So what else do you have for us?
Well, I have one more, and this is a listener comment from our friend Anthony in Fenimore.
Hi, Anthony.
He had called the other day, and he said, I'm so thankful for the Praise Network. I have been listening for over 5 years, and it helps me every day to grow in my faith. The teachers give me a new perspective for my life and my walk with Jesus. You know, Anthony, he's so knowledgeable about songs, and a lot of times he'll call in with song requests and I don't remember who sings it, and he's just right there with who sings it.
And sometimes he sings them for you, so you recognize them, right?
So I recognize them when they have the same title as other songs.
We have a few of those in here, yeah.
So, and Anthony has said more than once, he doesn't know where he would be without the Praise Network.
Mm-hmm.
Just that constant in his life with the teaching and music.
Yeah. You know, and we want to share the comments from our listening family for many reasons. One is because we do see our listeners as family, and we just want to share and keep up with one another and how the Lord is working in each other's lives. But also, as you pray for this ministry and you support this ministry, we want you to know what God is doing and how He is using it. Again, it's not just a fun radio station to listen to, although we hope that it is, but we are here to help people truly grow in their faith and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. That is what is behind everything that we do.
Very true.
Well, Kelly, I know there's a song you've been wanting to hear, and it has something to do with our Summer Fun promotion, right?
Yes. One of my new favorite songs beside Awakening.
Uh-huh.
Even though it does talk about coffee, but Jesus is my awakening.
Yes, He is.
But Happy Dance is probably one of my family's favorites. So
yep.
I'm glad that we are doing something fun with that song.
Yeah. Well, your husband's even a professional driver, right?
Yes.
He's on the road a lot, too. And every now and then he'll call in and say, hey, I want to hear Happy Dance.
He does.
And we have a lot of listeners now who are really getting into Happy Dance. You know, and I think I mentioned last week, you know, I could just picture King David, you know, when he was dancing before the Lord. Yeah, he was doing his Happy Dance.
Yes.
So, and our Summer Fun promotion is going to involve our listeners. You can't qualify for this, Kelly, but you can do the Happy Dance, but
okay.
You can't qualify to win the prize. But we'll have our listeners send in videos of their happy dance, and then we'll be giving prizes away throughout the summer, including some tickets to the Dells and lots of other things.
Awesome.
Just to add to our summer fun. So be working on your happy dance,
yes.
Guys, and be ready to send your videos for our summer fun happy dance promotion.
That sounds awesome. I can't believe we're talking about summer.
I know. I'm so ready, though.
I am, too.
But I just don't want it to go too fast. But coming up July 30th this summer, we are going to have a parking lot party and a concert with Big Daddy Weave. That's going to be at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells. And then in August, it'll be the Wisconsin State Fair, and we'll be giving away some tickets for...
For King and Country and Britt Nicole.
That's right. Again, that's coming up in August. So stay tuned for all the details and for summer fun and for Happy Dance.
That's right.
I think we need a Happy Dance now. What do you think?
That's a great idea.
All right. Here we go. Kelly, have a great day.
You too.